Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
WOGL HD3 Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
There's a lot of craziness happening right in our backyard with ballots and with our kids and our children. And I'll tell you, one of the people that I think is doing a fantastic job of bringing this all to you is going to be my guest. Welcome back. Great to be with you. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Megan Brock is doing a fantastic job of exposing so much for us. Megan, you really are a true muckraker, and I am grateful for everything you do. I can't tell you, probably not a day goes by that somebody doesn't send me one of your videos, or I don't send one of your videos to somebody that I know.
That's funny. Well, thank you. There's a lot of shenanigans happening in Bucks County.
Yeah, no, clearly there are. And it's funny because I'm on this little text chain with my friends, and I sent them the video today that you posted where they're saying that they don't care about kids winning in sports. They just simply care about accommodating transgender stuff. We're going to play that, actually, Matt DeSantis, and then I'll have Megan talk about it for us. So let's take a quick listen.
We have research showing that the lean body mass is still much higher after 8 years of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. And so, and again, we've got the one study in 16-year-olds on anti-androgens that all show that the male advantages are not embraced.
Our philosophy is not about competition and who's winning. That doesn't seem to be the purpose of athletics at CBSD, at least as we've stated it. So just building on what you were saying.
The context of, like, just looking at a kind of big picture view of what we're talking about. Because one, I question why this conversation is coming up right now. Is it theoretical? Is it driven by political means? I mean, is it really relevant mostly to the K-12 population? Because that's really what we're talking about. About 99% of kids will never go on to professional sports, and only about 94% will go on to college level sports. And that doesn't mean that we don't have this conversation. It just means that really what it should be grounded on is inclusion of all kids. Like, every kid needs to have the opportunity to play. And we have great guidance from pediatric groups like the AAP, from the AMA, the Medical Association, Endocrine Society, and even the NCAA and IOC, the International Committee, where they're all giving statements about non-discrimination, about inclusion, and then for the elite and competitive level, specific guidelines that may include testosterone levels.
All right. Break down what we just heard right there, Megan, if you would.
Yeah, that was a policy meeting that happened last night at Central Bucks. And there was an expert on who was talking about, if you listen to the beginning of the clip, the biological difference in men versus women, that, you know, men have more muscle mass. I mean, this is something that for thousands of years, I think we didn't really question, but now we have to question it, right? So, you know, and they were talking, having a conversation about how that relates to girls' sports. About how, you know, there's this push now, and I'm sure everyone's probably already seen it. They've seen what happened with Leah Thomas, the swimmer. There's this push to allow men, transgender men who have, you know, switched to being a woman, to let them compete in athletics against women. And it's very clearly puts the girls and the women at a huge disadvantage because biology is real no matter how many hormones someone takes, the muscle mass difference between a man and a woman isn't eradicated. And I believe that's what the expert was trying to say. So they're talking about these two Democrat school board members were saying that, no, I think we got to keep men in girls sports because of inclusion, which I just think is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And this happened last night. What was the reaction from the crowd last night as they were listening to this?
I wasn't there live. A friend of mine actually sent me the video. I just watched it online. I think there are people who somehow support that. I think most people, though, really do have questions about and safety concerns about men competing in women's sports. And I think what's really sad about what that clip shows, too, is just making it seem like the idea that winning isn't important.
Right.
I mean, that is just so wrong to female athletes. I was an athlete in high school. I played varsity softball as a sophomore, and I know how hard I worked. I worked so hard to get good at my sport, to be the best that I could. And I just can't imagine telling our young women that them being able to win and them being able to compete fairly isn't important. I mean, it is just so disgraceful.
It's absolutely disgraceful, and my heart breaks for female athletes who work so hard and get up early and stay out late to practice and do everything they have to do, and we just shove them aside and say winning doesn't matter because we're going to accommodate a biological man who's probably going to beat you because of testosterone and muscle mass, and we just pretend like that doesn't exist in the name of political correctness. Why do we not care about the feelings of these young women, these athletes? Why
exactly.
Do their feelings not matter? Their self-esteem, their confidence in life. Why does none of that matter anymore?
Exactly. And I mean, and the one school board member tried to make the point that, well, you know, it's just high school. You know, these girls aren't going to college. You know, I played sports. I played travel softball. I pitched in the Little League Softball World Series. And I ended up having an injury and didn't go on to play in college. But as an adult, the lessons I learned through being on a team, through the discipline of what it took to get good at what I was doing, I mean, those are lifelong lessons that I have carried into adulthood. And so to say that none of that matters and to say that the work these girls are doing doesn't matter, I mean, I honestly don't think if that's how you really feel, you should probably shouldn't be on a school board.
Yeah, no, you should be nowhere near a school board. Megan Brock is with me. Megan is a mom who has really become, I think, the great muckraker of our time right now. She's exposing so much of the chaos and madness that's happening in local school districts. Even apart from becoming a college athlete, the satisfaction of working hard and winning and achieving something, but I also think we're dealing with a mindset that doesn't believe in something called first place or an A. Mm-hmm. It's the everybody gets a trophy mindset. And there's real value in working hard and winning. There's real value in scoring a goal, coming in first place. Even if you don't become a professional athlete, even if you don't play in college, the value of that cannot be understated, Megan, as you know.
Absolutely. I mean, I think about even the value of learning how to lose, right? I mean, I think about when you work really hard and you play your best and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I mean, that's just life. You know, those are lessons that are so important for everyone to learn, because the reality is in life you don't win everything you do. You know, sometimes you lose and you have setbacks, but you keep going. And I mean, that is why winning and losing in terms of youth sports, I mean, youth sports are so important, not only for the physical activity, but what they can teach children to deal with emotionally, to teach them stamina. I mean, there's just so many great lessons. But if you eliminate winning and losing or try to pretend that doesn't matter, I mean, you basically just take away all the good that comes from youth sports.
All in the name of accommodating a very small number of people who are identifying as trans and to make sure that they're not upset. It's really outrageous. The second thing I wanted to mention is I was informed by my executive producer that a clip that I have here regarding a ballot drop was also something that you unearthed for everybody. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago, Bob Harvey, who is the Democrat chair of the Bucks County Commissioners, he also happens to be the chair of the Bucks County Board of Elections, made a pretty outrageous statement at a public meeting saying that it was okay for one voter to drop off 100 different ballots as long as they had something called a designated agent form filled out for every single voter. And what a designated agent form is, it's a form for somebody with a disability that says, hey, you can drop off my ballot. However, on the form, it specifies that you can only do that for one household. And there's further guidance from the Department of State that clarifies a long-term care facility or nursing home is not a household. So what that basically means is that you know, say you had your elderly parents, right? They have a disability. They're not able to drop their ballot. You could go. They could fill out this form saying you're the designated agent. And because they live together, you would be able to drop off both their ballots. But what my interpretation, I think a lot of other people interpret this, it doesn't mean what you can't do is walk into a nursing home and say, hey, everyone, give me your ballots. Just fill out this form. And so that's what happened. And now there's several, there's, I think, 54 ballots total, 21 that are going towards a really tight race. And basically, this was brought up, and the Democrats voted, we don't really care. We say it's okay. We're going to say a nursing home is one household. We're going to count these ballots, while the Republican gene did not go along with that.
So, and we have the audio of that. Why don't we take a listen to that? Go ahead.
Guidance from the Department of State in 2020 concerning this. Do you have that to read? I think their guidance was not to count.
The Department of State issued guidance in October 2020 related to long-term care facilities, and the Department of State indicates in there that household for the purpose of designating agent does not include a long-term care facility. This means that each resident who is unable to return their own voted ballot due to disability must designate a different agent.
One of the questions that was asked by our staff of the two individuals from these nursing homes was if the residents of these nursing homes lived in their own apartments, or these apartments, essentially, that they have. Is this almost like, you know, a retirement home that has apartment-style living? They are not. These are essentially almost like hospital care facilities that don't have separate addresses. It's one address for the entire facility.
So. Correct. All mail is received centrally for these residents, and none have a unit or apartment number. They all simply have rooms that they live in within the long-term care facility.
To accept the remaining ballots from Crestview and Valley Manor. Is that how, was it Valley Manor?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second. Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No. Opposed.
That is it.
All right. Thank you. Well, listen, Megan, I'm so grateful for the work you're doing. And your Twitter feed is a absolute must follow. So you can follow Megan at Megan B. Eileen. Meg B. Eileen. MEGBEILEEN. Definitely follow her. You post some really provocative stuff on here, some great stuff. I saw you just posted a little while ago about a teacher who states that parents aren't experts in sex ed, and so they must trust the experts at school to teach their children about sexual health. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we see it. Parents are rising up, and they're saying enough is enough, and it's happening all over. In New Jersey, about 400, over 400 districts flipped, or they won seats, conservatives won seats in over 400 school districts in New Jersey. This is a nationwide movement right now, and I got to give you a lot of credit because you are at the forefront of this, and you're working really hard to expose this stuff for us, so thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
And keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I will, definitely.
All right, Megan Brock, everybody. Thank you, Megan. Great job. We'll talk again soon. And don't forget, tonight we're going to be live at Parks Casino for our comedy night. It's going to be a great night, a great time, a lot of fun. So make sure you come out and see us, okay? I want to see you there tonight. The show starts at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 7. You can come and get dinner. You can have fun, and you'll have some laughs. And Joe Conklin, the man of 1,000 voices, will be there with his wonderful impressions. It's going to be a great night. So what are you waiting for? Come out and see us, all right? We'd love to see you. ParksCasino.com is on Street Road in Bensalem. Tickets are only $20, includes your first drink. So come out and see us tonight. And listen, winter's right around the corner. It's freezing out. You might feel it right now. I do. Well, call my friends at Professor Gatsby's today. It's easy, fast, and the smart thing to do for your home and your family's comfort, and it's only $49. Or get a free estimate to replace your system with 0% interest. Head into the cold of winter knowing your family will be cozy all season long. When it comes to my heating and air conditioning, the only company I use and trust is Professor Gatsby's. They're local, family-owned and operated, and when I call Professor Gatsby's, they know me and treat me like family. So call the experts at Professor Gatsby's today. They'll do a great job. You can trust them in your home. And if I use them, you know you can trust them too. And unlike these big HVAC companies, they're not looking to just come in and sell you a new system if you don't need it. That's not how they operate. Matt and Joe, two cousins, started this company based on trust. And that's what they achieve. And that's what they demonstrate every single day. But if you do need a new system, they got lots of offers and specials and rebates and 0% interest as well. So don't wait. It's getting cold out. They're getting busy. So reach out to them today. Professor Gatsby's profgatsby.com, profgatsby.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.